Yes. Okay, good morning. We are up to Tafresh Zion, Vidui. Tzarech Lizadas and Mincha Kodem Tzivos Masekes. We have to do Vidui before Tzivos Masekes. One of the reasons is that we have to have Kapara on Yom Kippur, and without Tshuva, Vidui is a chelik of Tshuva, you can't have Kapara nowadays. Sarah Mishtaleach, you could have kapara, but nowadays you need tshuva. So the thing is, Rechoshish, that if you go ahead and if you eat tzuvah masekis, you might come chas v'shalom to choke or to get drunk. I guess because back then they only have wine, whatever, and you won't come to go ahead and do vidui before Yom Kippur. So therefore, we say it before. The Ramban holds that that you have to do another vidui right before Yom Kippur, on Shkia time, whatever, right before Yom Kippur, so you go into Yom Kippur, glatt, without any chatoim. So the place can say, to be kind, that's why people said Tfila Zaka. They do bring down, I've seen it, that some people do even do Shamnu before Shkia. Some say the Chayodim. I think it's Chayodim says you should do tefillah. You should do tefillah zaka before, because the tefillah zaka it says a mekabel. Mekabel Yom Kippur, and you shouldn't do that before Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is the kabbalah of Yom Kippur. You should have said tefillah zaka after, or you should leave that part. Do half part, half it before, and then finish after Kol Nidre. It's also in Tfilas Zaka. The thing about being Meichel people is also an important thing to say. Chavetz Chaim says he's macked in that for himself. Whatever, Tfilas Zaka is a very choshev thing to say. But like I said, according to many shittos, it's kedat to wait on the Mikavel Yom Kippur. Hagav Yachid Omer Acher Shagamer Tfilasoi. The Yachid says it, after, by the regular, after the end of Tzvila, his own Tzvila, Shlech Tzvila, Amar B'Yom Kippur, Mincha, V'Socha Tzvila, and when you say B'Tzibur, on Yom Kippur, then he says it in Chazaras HaShatz, he says it before Modim, he says it before the end of the Brachos, because he doesn't do it on Erev Yom Kippur. Beis ain't tzarech lefari hachet. You don't have, when you do vidui, you don't have to say, you go into every single point of the chet. To be yodse, you're mitzvah vidui. It's enough to say chatosi. So therefore, if a person stuck somewhere, I don't know, doesn't have a machzor or whatever, doesn't know. So long as he says, chatosi, he's yodzi his mitzvah of vidui, and honestly, he has kavan or chatosi, I'm sorry, he has mischare and things like that, that's enough. Vimratzo the farid, harshus biyado, of course, it's harshus biyado, and it's even, meshubach to be mefarid. Vimisvada belachash dochen lefarid achein, and if you're doing vidui belachash, then of course it is because the point is that we're talking about over here farach hachet is berabim, so berabim you don't want to it's a chilul Hashem, so you don't do it. But if a person is belachash, it's nachon. So again, it's not chayev, chayev is chatosi, but the nachon meaning it's important to try to farach hachet as much as he can. It doesn't make a difference. And say that if it's something which is before some, something the person did in a vera before some, so therefore he should be mizvada, because of the chilul Hashem Shabbos, he should mizvada before some, in public. Privately, it doesn't make a difference. Which he should fire all of them. Hagav al kishay spal b'kol ram al shich tzibur kishachoyz ratzil ain the fire d'chay. Again, like we said before, that you shouldn't go ahead and be mefarit, whatever, in the middle of, and Mishavura says, even Be'an L'Chavera, also you shouldn't be mefarit in public, so in the middle of, a vidui and the tzibur, you shouldn't go over to your friend and say, hey, no, I'm really sorry, whatever, you should keep it quiet, do that a different time. Never seen that happen, I'm just pointing out, Hashem Yalchet, the Seder Aleph Be'ezol Mikri Parit, but we say Alchet, everyone says it out loud. That's not called being porit. That's not called being porit achay. So what is being porit achay? Shana also l'chore is not being porit achay. So we have different. Listen, before Yom Kippur, we have different schos of viduries that help being porit achay. Chida has a long list of things to go along with vidui the chida. The Chayaldim also has a list of different types of chatoim that a person would be over to say vidui. Again, a person doesn't have to say it's not the vidui of the chida or the Chayaldim. They're not. It's not nusach tefila. It's not like an extra piyut or anything like that. It's not a piyut to say a person should go through it before Yom Kippur, and check off things he wants to concentrate on. Things that he feels he was, or things he knows he was over on, but if he, obviously the person's not married, doesn't have to go ahead and discuss chatayim against his wife, right? If in the schalas and chida, ishtoi, bala, doesn't have kids. That's the point of this is the personal, it's a personal vidui, and a person should taka say that, the chayodim is set and the chida is set up by Hashanu, al pi aleph beis, and to go through and to whatever. There's an idea that even things that maybe you don't even realize you were over, it's good to go ahead and be befarid it. But al kuponim, it's not the nusach hashanu and ochein is not part of the tzarichli. So gimel tzarichli is vadois meuma. The person that's duvidui meuma that vafilu ki shamale mishlich tzibur who is vada kvar tzarich laamoid. Even if he, even during the zman shlich tzibur, he should do vidui. Hagav yachzer yizvada im shlich tzibur, and he should go and he should obviously go back and be mizvada shlich tzibur. Ikur avidu hu aval nachdu chatanu. This is right again. The ibtzibur also ikur vidui is chatanu. Echorim say chatanu avidu pashanu because it covers all chatayim. But al kopanim, again, we add in different things, or there, or there, or things, whatever, but that is the ikur. We say before Hashem, we say, Allah nachna, we say, nechatanu, that you're yotze, you're vidui with. On al kopanim, the amida, it says it should be bekriya, that it should be that it's a person should be bending over, b'hakna, like the modim, and therefore, he shouldn't be leaning on anything when he says vidui. Dalit avoyos shehizvade alehem biyom kippurim sheavar velo shina alehem, things which he did vidui and yom kippur sheavar in last year and he didn't manage to go ahead and be mishana. Afil hachi yachol lachzul hizvados alehem, you can still do vidui again because. Lashina Aleim, I apologize, means you did do tshuva, you didn't go back over, you could still do vidui past chataim, which you fixed up, but there's still a reason b'shubach, it's a higher level of charata. This year, Father, I did it, I didn't go back, I didn't do that chait, and it's a higher level of charata to, now I can really go vidui on it, whatever, that's it's okay to go back on that. Hey, Betfilas mincha erev Yom Kippurim ein achisim bevidui she'achareha. You don't make any you don't say any you don't add any chasima to it. Agav ve'enishel tzir machzir vidui mincha, doesn't go back over the vidui. Ella mispal shmona esrei ki b'shar yom hashana, just as regular chazar hashatz. He doesn't say Avinu Malkeinu, nor does he say Tachnun. And the Mishmur explains the Chasima we're talking about is a Shitas Rashi, which says that there's a bracha on saying on the slichas on the vidui Baruch Ata Hashem Hakel Hasalchan, and we don't say that we don't add another bracha and we don't say that. Could be at the Sanya, it could be by the, by Chazaras HaShatz on Yom Kippur. He does say, that it's included in the bracha of the zman of the yom. So it could be that would be yotzei that. Vav, kol kahal loikim malchus. Every kahal, there's the minig of the kahal is to give malchus abayim achar tfilas mincha. Now this minig tochach iten eliba loshu me'aver shabiyano. Again, I've never seen anyone actually do abayim malchus. I know people who've done it. I know. I think Chabad is and they're very machmir on it. I think Sfaradim might do it also, I'm not sure. But I honestly have never seen anyone do it after Mincha, the whole call, as people giving Malkus. But you should, I guess, depends on the minute. All these things is probably a minhag game.
How is it not Al-Tosif? If someone gives Malkus, they're not
ordained
by that.
How do you do it lightly? You're supposed to do it lightly. Called, as the Ramal says, the Gavan Nagusha, Anilka, Oimir, if you're doing Bishash Anilka, he should, the minig that the minig was the, he says vidui the malka omer v'hu racham mechaper avon shlosha pa'amim shem lamatas tevas shem neit lamatas makas v'nagul lahalkos v'ritzua koldehu. The minig is to do use a tzua koldehu, a string, right? It's not to use a I don't know if you're the mechaber. I don't know if he meant using take a stick or whatever, take a whip, but al kapadim you need a string to do it. The inner rock is zikaron the malchus. The point is the zikaron that the person should be melde should really zechayv malchus. Yikach ritzua she'egel. Could I take a ritzua shel egel, some sort of small string of leather or something? The person has like some leftover ritzuas from tefillah, not used, but like stuff he hasn't used yet. So then we could use that. But there shor yada shor kanehu. It's a reminder of shor kanehu. He should like by Malkus, he's muta on an amud. He leans over on an amud, and therefore he hits him on the back. Part of the tzalfan, v'achor of the dar. And you see, this was the chash of minig. Again, I don't, if you do it, you do it. Imaki poim einu mechaper el shavim ha'ma'amini mechaperasa. This is an interesting yisod over here that the Ramah puts in from the Rambam. That Yom Kippur is only mechaper for those are mimamin in its kapara. Aval hamavait bo machshav v'liva ma morli Yom Kippur zeh einu mechaper lo. So this is a very interesting din because we're not talking about someone who doesn't what's this Yom Kippur do for you anyway, whatever. You're not talking about someone who doesn't fast and doesn't care about Yom Kippur, doesn't keep Yom Kippur, not someone who's mode in. He's a big pessimist. I don't know. He says, Kosh Baruch is not going to forgive me for what I did. Kosh Baruch is not going to forgive me. Not even Yom Kippur is going to go ahead and take care of my terrible avodas and things like that. So then, he won't get kapara, but the al kapadim, Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva on everything. It does say that with maybe the person needs yisurin. But Achoponim, the kapara, the first stage, is he does get, and Yom Kippur is a tool. It's a tool to go ahead and get kapara. Even if Yisurim means kapara, and the kapara we need is we need to have a neshama naki. So therefore, even if he does get Yisurim and things, and even if the Chas V'Shalom person has to get Misa, depending on what it is, well, Achoponim he needs the kapara of Yom Kippur as well. Tafresh ches seder suda masekis oichlim a masikin kodem in neshmashas. Person eats and they stop eating before beneshmashas. Shetzarech lahoisif b'chol al kodesh. You have to be moisif b'chol al kodesh. And this is the shita of the Rambam is deraisa that it says be'erev. It's a machlokes. Some shitas are saying be'erev is referring to the mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah to Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and that you're not supposed to eat. Tosefes ze ein lo shir, it's a specific shir, and the kodem in the shmashas, shesmano elef v'chemish mi'os ama kodem halayla, which is the shir of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the mechaber, here and in other places, passes like Rabbeinu Tam. Which is which the minig is not necessarily like Rabbeinu Tam, the akopanim, you should recabel it shortly before Shkia. Tzarech l'hoisif v'chol l'kodesh ma'at or harbe, and that's why they say to just feel zaka shortly before, try to get to shul shortly before Kol Nidre is be'etzim, also before Shkia. The Koveya Kol Nidre before Shkia, so the person is also Yotze, is Tosefes Yom Kippurim, you know, by being makabel it enough time before Shkia. And so generally people is usually there isn't such a problem with this. Beis noshim sheichos sheisus ad chashecha. Women, this is a very interesting halacha here. Women who eat and drink until it gets dark, meaning they don't do tosefes yom kippurim.
Even after Shkia.
Not after Shkia. The Bir Halacha says ad ben shmashos. They don't realize it's a mitzvah to be moisif. Now this is a very interesting thing. Like, you know, are you going to tell them no? What? I want to eat. I know it's a little bit funny. Well, I mean, if you're chayiv, you're chayiv. So it's discussed. The issue over here is since that it's something which is not borer, and also, first of all, you have. First of all, we're talking about someone who vade will be makabel. We're talking about women over here who don't really like. You're not talking to someone who's like, it's a chumrah, it's this. What's the problem? I need to eat. You're not talking about women who are being mevazed. They just don't really understand. You know, I thought it was a chumrah, I thought it was this, whatever. So therefore, don't be such a machmir. Therefore, you don't have to be machmir. However, if it goes into, the Mishpir Halacha says, if it goes into Ben Hashmash, it's a vada, that, and not talking about things which is a vada isra deraisa. It's a machlokas, the seventh Yom Kippur is a machlokas with the deraisa of the Rabbanon. Ramahol, Pasha says that we pass that it's only the Rabbanon, and therefore, you have Ad Shecha Shecha, you still have the Shir of Rabbeinu Tam as a buffer zone to get into, also, into...
Which is what,
120
minutes? What is it?
No. I'm saying until Shkia, really, Lefi, we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, but you should, the Sefer Yom Kippurim is before Shkia. However, she has what to rely on, you know. But once she enters into Bein Hashmashos after Shkia, you have to be Meicha. So therefore, she says, we said, listen, we really don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam Lekula, whatever. Hey, Machmir, I need to eat, whatever it is, I'm going to feel sick. So you don't have to be Meicha, that they shouldn't, she's going to do it Bezadon. Hagav, who, Adin, the whole Dvar Isser, don't answer to hear Hilchos Teichacha. Any Dvar Isser, Amina Mutu, Shushogin, Melonia Mizidin, even things which are deraisa, if it's not mefurish b'tayra, so it's better if you know vada, they're not going to go ahead and listen to, right? The guy's not, someone's not from, and you go ahead and you say to him, you know, hey, don't do that. It's aser, whatever. Don't turn the light on Shabbos. You know, right, that could be mefurish, but you know, don't do bar, right? Can't do bar, so. You know, that's could be in that case. You know he's not going to listen, but you show you don't even start. So we're talking about things, even things that aren't mefurish, you can say, but you show you again, but if they will listen to you, then the person's chayav to be meicha. Even furish, but moichim biyodam, again, we do have to do tochacha. However, that's only if it's a lecha kshash sakana, meaning they're not going to go ahead and take nekama on you. You know, you go ahead and a person decides, question, you know, shouting Shabbos on the streets of Yerushalayim or wherever, you know, so it's, you know, it could be it's Kedai, what they make a Bachal with, make a Bachal in public, I don't know, but not going to listen, so you're not chayiv to. However, if you feel like it's important and you're going to, and you want to make a Bachal, so then Achopanim, if you think that the car is going to go ahead and drive you over, I had a friend of mine, many years ago, when I was in yeshiva, once went to on Bar Ilan, went to a was walking by Bar Ilan, there are people at Shabbos, whatever, and someone got out of the car and pulled a gun. So, therefore, because they're blocking the street, you want to drive on Shabbos. So therefore, then you should, you don't need to make a macha then. Also, v'in yodeya she'en drav nishmarin lo yomer b'rabi lo chicha rak pam achas. And if you and if you know that they won't if he no one's gonna listen to him, then you shouldn't say Barabim lo chicha and rak pam achas. You can say it once. Aval lo yarbe betochachos me'achas sheresh lishmu elav. However, if you know they're not gonna listen to him, he can say it once. A rav, mechiach, tachal, whatever. I mean, if he's working and he's gonna listen or he's gonna working with him, it's one thing. But to say make a general macha, then you say it once and then just leave it. But if it's a yachid, chayv lochichoy. But if it's a yachid, then you have to go ahead and mochichu ashi yekenu or yikalenu. Then you have to do it until he hits you or he's mekalel you. Akoponim, what they brought down, even in Gemara Erchin, it's brought down what the mitzvah toichacha is. If a person's gonna, if a person has to be naki himself in order to go ahead and to give toichacha. A person is not knocking himself in the chait, so he really can't give toichacha as well. The Gemara says the person gives toichacha, says until you give me, tell me to take off the chip off my shoulder, you take the you take the piece of wood off your shoulder. Meaning, who are you to give toichacha? So nowadays, to give toichacha is a very, very, very sensitive thing. Also, it's brought down that if a person gives toichacha, he's going to be over on nos dvarim. He's going to insult the person. He has to be very nizer in that. If he's going to insult him, then this person's being over on nos dvarim. Talking about tochacha, talking about things like, maybe doing a vodah zara. Okay, I don't know. Something was very mefurish, I don't know about, but I'll call upon him. But if a chait that you can do, you're going to end up insulting him, and also it's also for you to go ahead and do tochacha. There are some deal with these halachos from before. Chaim has different sections and some svarim talk about it. But al kupanim. But if it's someone, and it's also like the Bir Halacha brings the chassidim says dafke ish is achiv shelibo gasboy. But stam, about imaya ish achiv sheim yechachene is the enemy yinkom imenu ein lahochichoy. The Magen Avraham bring this that. That a person should only if he's really going to listen, someone who's close with. You don't know the guy, whatever. I'll machirch your kids, all these things apply as well. Obviously, your person's a gazba and you have to machirch your kids. At a certain point, that if they're not going to listen to you, then you have to start worrying. Also, these things I'm saying, tochacha apply by teenagers as well. And you have to know the situation. But again, there's a little more because of chinuch. There is more you can push. And there, you have to worry about nekama and things. Ladafki, you have to worry about it. But al chupanim, this is an important sif. We'll do one more sif. Im hivsik mi achilasa. Okay. We'll see.
Thank you.
How about 25?